93 and the Bulldog Sports Network proudly present The Breakaway with Dominic Hennigan.
Well, not the best weekend for the Ferris State Bulldogs in Madison, Wisconsin, home of the Big Ten Wisconsin Badgers. Not all bad, though, than it may seem to be. A tie on Friday, 1-1 before the 5-3 loss on Saturday. Had a few questions saying, hey, what kind of weekend was it? Was it that bad? And no, to be honest, it wasn't. Wasn't that bad of a weekend. I thought the team played well. Andrew Durante scoring his first goal of in a Bulldog uniform as well. And really, I just, you know, Wisconsin comes in the weekend series 0-8. And there were some question marks like, okay, well, this should be an easy weekend. Wisconsin's 0-8. Ferris is having a rather decent season. This should be fine for the Bulldogs. But it's not like that. You know, I've said it time and time again why I like hockey so much. And the best team doesn't always win. And on top of that, you run into a hot goaltender. If one guy has a hot hand, then the game could change real quickly. And so, you know, they have 13 freshmen, and we'll talk a bit more about this later on in the show. We had a busy show upcoming, by the way. We'll talk with the head coach of the hockey team, Bob Daniels. We'll talk with Tony Anise, head coach of the football program as well here at Ferris State. And then the athletics director, Perk Weisenberger, will join the breakaway. But in terms of this past weekend series, I thought there was a lot of positives. And I'm looking forward to dive into that after this. And we've got a lot more coming up, so we'll take a break. We'll come back. Next segment coming up after this, we'll break down the weekend series. Bulldogs have the bye weekend, though. They're out of action this week. They'll be watching games around the WCHA before hosting Lake State next week. The breakaway continues after this.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at NHLskate.com.
All right, so the Bulldogs 7-7 on the year, 500, 4-4 in conference, 500 in there as well, but not that bad of a weekend series. That Friday night game, a tie 1-1 before the eventual shootout. It was weird to get back to the shootout again. Really was weird to get back. I don't know. Now that we haven't had it in two seasons or going on the second season, kind of like not having the shootout because it is weird. Having such a good hockey game, I mean, looking at the shots before once regulation ended, it was 30-23 in shots. And you kind of have the game get decided by a one-on-one opportunity, or a one-on-oh, if you will, compared to a team game the whole time. Going to that first period, though, Ferris State did well. I thought they controlled the play. I thought the Bulldogs played outstanding to start on the road. And it is a hybrid of an ice sheet, too. It's bigger than typical pro size, but not as big as the Olympic size. The Kohl Center, 15,000 people, if you weren't watching or listening to the games this past week, and 15,000 people, three bowls high. It's what that place seats, and it's basically where their college basketball team plays. It's basically an NHL-sized arena. And so I was anxious to see how many people were going to be there for Thanksgiving weekend and a team that's 0-8, like the Badgers are. And there were a lot of people there. I was pretty impressed with how many people were there. And so first period, whatever, Ferris did all right. Second period, I thought the Bulldogs really controlled possession in period two, and they outshot the Badgers 11-7 in that second frame. And then you go to period three, and Badgers get on the board first. 2 minutes and 13 seconds in, it's Matt Yastaski, and here's how it sounded earlier on Friday evening.
Davison up for Hughes, the neutral zone. Bulldogs cause destruction there, and they'll shoot it back behind the net to the Badgers zone to our right. 25 seconds remaining on the man advantage for the Wisconsin Badgers. All the way out, good connect, breakaway, Hughes fires, Mott save, rebound far side, they put it in. A power play goal for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah, it sucks to see the power play goal for Wisconsin there, but really it was kind of a breakaway on a kind of breakaway opportunity. The shot was sent in on Matt did make the save, and then after he made the save, it kind of squeaked out to his left, and Yastowski crashed in the net, was able to tap it in, a power play goal. That was his first in a Badger uniform as the freshman. And then not much longer, 5 minutes later, Durante's up the right wing. He'll score his first collegiate goal. Here's how it sounded.
Now they're trying to regain possession. Durante's does, right circle, walks in, shot, he scores! Off the left post, and into the net, Bulldogs tie it up. It's Drew Durante's.
So Durante's did get his first. I ran into his parents after the game Saturday morning. Actually, they were pretty happy for that. Buzio made the assist on Durante's goal 7 minutes into the third period to tie it up 1-1. It's from the right wing circle. Big goal for Ferris State. He did put it in far side off the left post and in to tie it up 1-1. Nobody was able to score for the rest of the game after that with 13 minutes remaining. But it went into overtime, and Ferris State held Wisconsin shotless. 5-0. The Bulldogs in overtime for a total of 35 shots compared to Wisconsin's 23. So the Bulldogs out shooting Wisconsin, but it came down to the shootout play here. Oh, no, I forgot. The goal was called away, too. Kyle Shemp scored for Ferris State. That goal was called back on the Bulldogs. Here's how it sounded.
Bulldogs break out. Anselmini up the left wing. Into the Wisconsin zone. Cuts towards the net. Walks down for a rebound. Bulldogs put it in. They score. Van Warmer takes the lead with 2:21 to go in the game.
That's right. I said Van Warmer. Shemp, it was Van Warmer. Shemp got a goal called away from him the weekend prior versus Alabama Huntsville. So it's kind of some bad luck for Ferris State in terms of getting goals reviewed and getting goals called back. But it was Anselmini crashing the net from the bottom of the left circle towards the net. And then after he put it on net, Van Warmer tapped it in. That goal gets called back on Ferris State. You could ask multiple people. That could have went either way. Anselmini did make contact with the goaltender, but their player pushed Anselmini in, and so I don't know. I personally thought it was a goal, but again, I have bias towards Ferris State, and so obviously I'd like to see that to be called in Ferris State's direction. Here's the shootout, though. The last shooter for Ferris State, unable to put it in, so the Bulldogs unable to get the victory. It goes on as a tie in the national rankings, but in terms of just, hey, who won that game for fans, the Bulldogs get the loss.
13 games played this year, 7 goals, 4 assists, 11 points. He scored shorthanded on a breakaway last Saturday. Here's McDowell coming in. Full head of steam. He shoots off the crossbar. And out of play, the Badgers will win the game.
The reason why it goes on as a tie in the national rankings is because there's only 2 conferences, maybe 3. I know the Big Ten and the NCHC for sure. And if one conference has shootouts, how do you compare that to, say, Ferris State, who doesn't have shootouts? You can't compare that. So once overtime is over with, the game goes down as a tie, but the shootout is kind of more so for the national rankings. Last call for that Friday evening game, though, was the save, and then this was on Gerald Mayhew leading up into the game.
Here's the puck into the neutral zone. Anselmini picks up. Good transition here for Ferris State. Anselmini and Mayhew. Anselmini fires right circle. And a good defensive play to not let this happen. Shot right side. Mayhew in front. One whack, two whacks. Goaltender has his pad there. It's loose. Bulldogs digging for it. And the official will blow the whistle with 3:59 to play in regulation.
Yeah, Mayhew was right there on the doorstep. He was knocking.
So it would have been nice to see Ferris State get that in there for Mayhew, but our save of the game to their net minder. Good goaltending situation back-to-back both weekend games here. We go to game number 2, Ferris State then. Trying to come back, and I don't want to say come back because it was a tie, so it's not like they lost the game typically on that Friday night, but the Bulldogs, I thought, played better on Saturday than they did Friday. I thought it was a good opportunity for Ferris State to beat the Big Ten Wisconsin Badgers. Chad McDonald did score first for the Bulldogs, 3 minutes and 54 seconds into the game. It was a beautiful goal. Here's how it sounded on that Saturday evening.
Off a player in front, McDonald gets it far side corner now in the offensive zone. Lays it there for Robertson. Robertson with a great move. Feast McDonald, shot on net. Same rebound, he scores! McDonald short.
Yeah, it was McDonald shorthanded too, where I thought it was shorthanded at the time. It was 4-on-4. We had a 5-minute penalty in the box early in that game. It was Durante's for face masking. He got kicked out of the game. And then they had Hughes in the box for 4 minutes, so I saw the difference in time. I don't know what. I thought it was shorthanded, though. It was not shorthanded. And so in that first period, 1-1, Bessie ends up tying it for the Badgers. Ferris State comes back early in the second period. Kozak gets his first collegiate goal as well. Good to see Kozak score. And so that was 7 minutes into the game. Second period. Wisconsin gets two in that middle frame. It's now 3-2 heading into the locker room. Ferris State ties it up. 2 minutes in, Tyler Andrew. And then the Badgers get the power play goal. Jake Doherty with basically 15 minutes left in the game, and then look at the empty netter to win 5-3 over Ferris State. In terms of the weekend series, you know, good to see Ferris State play in front of crowds of 10,000 or more both nights. Good to see the Bulldogs still have Wisconsin on the schedule, both on the road and at home. They will be home this upcoming season versus Wisconsin. So it'll be weird to see a team that plays in a building three bowls high and 15,000 people coming into Big Rapids and the Ava Glavin Ice Arena. They're going to be in for a rude awakening, but really looking forward to seeing the Badgers here next weekend. So that's the weekend wrap up in terms of the box score with the audio highlights. We do got to get to head coach Bob Daniels here at the end of this segment. Final shots in that Saturday game, 33 for Ferris State, 26 for the Wisconsin Badgers. Ferris State's 0-4 on the power play on that Saturday. The Bulldogs 0-3 on the Friday, though. The box score says 1-4 for Wisconsin on Saturday, but one goal was scored as a player was coming out of the box, so we had to go 2-4. That's what I was saying on the radio all weekend long. But Ferris State does fall to 7-7 on the season. Now 500, the record. We'll get the head coach of the hockey team, Bob Daniels, after this to get his thoughts on the weekend series. The breakaway continues.
Restaurant and brewery. You don't need a reservation, just an appetite for great food and a thirst for quality craft beer. Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery in Mount Pleasant and Big Rapids has burgers, steaks, gyros, saganaki, which is flaming cheese, Cranker's artesian pizza, and so much more. Plus, Cranker's is open 24 hours. Cranker's offers delicious daily specials and award-winning breakfast available anytime. Cranker's was voted one of Michigan's top 10 craft breweries. Drink good beer with good people at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery, located on Pickard in Mount Pleasant and on South State Street in Big Rapids.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com.
You're a Ferris State Bulldogs fan. You want the world to know it, and there's only one place for you to gear up. Shop.ferrisstatebulldogs.com. You'll find a great selection of Bulldogs items, including jerseys, t-shirts, hats, and more. Decorate your home, your office, or even your car with the best selection of Bulldogs gear anywhere. You'll also find great customer service, 365-day hassle-free returns, and fast shipping. So show the world you're a Bulldogs fan. Head to shop.ferrisstatebulldogs.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. This is Christy at Bush Insurance. Give us a call today at 592-8030.
It's the breakaway. Broadcasting to you live from downtown Big Rapids, Michigan. I'm your host, Dominic Hennig. Jam-packed show here tonight. We're over time already before just thinking headed into this weekend or to the show. Joined now by the head coach of the hockey team, Bob Daniels. Coach, I appreciate you having you join us on the breakaway here tonight. A tie on Friday, a loss on Saturday. Are you in agreement that it was not that bad of a weekend, though, in terms of how the hockey club played on the ice?
Yeah, Dom, I agree. I thought we did perform well. You know, in terms of of how we played and our approach to the games. I thought we had an excellent game on Friday night, and actually controlled play. I thought Saturday night's game, again, was a good solid game in which, you know, we found ourselves late in the third period, tied, at three, gave up, a goal on the power play and then an empty net goal. But, you know, we also, I thought, had an excellent chance to win on Friday night. I believe we scored with just over 2 minutes to go and with the goal being disallowed. So, you know, the ruling that we had some contact with the goaltender, but overall I thought we played very well in the weekend, just didn't get the results we wanted.
Coming in this weekend series, you had the whole Thanksgiving ordeal in terms of being on the road, getting on the road at 6 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning. Do you think that has any sort of impact or implications on a weekend series or on a game for the road team who's away from home and away from their typical situation on such a national holiday like Thanksgiving?
You know what? I don't think it really has an impact on the game itself. I you know, it's certainly not one of those things that you're excited to do. I mean, I think we would all like to be home on Thanksgiving and spending that with family, and the players are no different. But, you know, once you get over that, you're on the road on Thursday. We had a nice practice in Wisconsin and then a nice Thanksgiving team meal where, you know, it was all players and coaches and yourself. And so, you know, that was nice. And then by the time you hit Friday, though, it's just like any other normal game day on the road. I don't think anyone felt differently about it. I know we were excited to play at Wisconsin. It's a beautiful arena they have there. We had good crowds both nights, I believe, somewhere 9,500 on Friday night and 11,000 plus on Saturday. So, you know, it's one of those experiences that, hey, we enjoyed playing in that environment in front of those crowds. And yeah, on Thursday, we would all rather have been home with our family, but certainly by the time we hit Friday, it was business as usual.
I want to look more into that Friday game now. You know, 0-0 hockey game going into the third, and if you look at the shots, Ferris State outshot Wisconsin 35-23. I thought the Bulldogs were the better team on the ice, and even more so, it was nice to see Andrew Durante score his first and at such a big time to tie it up with 13 minutes remaining in the game, 1-1.
Boy, Dom, it was, You know, I did feel we had the edge in play, without a doubt on Friday night, and I was happy to see Tyler score, but even more, importantly, I was impressed with the way he played. He was coming off a wrist injury in which he hadn't played in a few weeks. I know that, he'd been skating, right up until last week, with Josh Shields, our volunteer coach, who would take him over to the half sheet and put him, through his paces, and I thought, you know, they were able to join the team, leading up to the weekend, and I was just really impressed with how he performed on the ice. I didn't think he took a step back. I was very concerned, with him missing, as I said, 4 games and 2 weekends, that all, you know, his conditioning might have been a little rusty, but that was not the case, and it was, you know, it was nice to see him score, and, you know, it was disappointing on Saturday night, as you know, he ended up, in a tussle, and there's a rule in college hockey where you're not allowed to even push on someone else's face mask. Well, he was at the bottom of the pile. I think he was just trying to push to get himself out of it. Was flagged, if you will, for a face mask and ended up with a game misconduct. So he had to sit out. I mean, that was early on, maybe the second shift of his game, and he had to sit out the rest of the night on Saturday. But very happy with how he looked, and hope he can continue to build on that.
In terms of the shootout, you had a chance to be a part of that with the CCHA for multiple years. Now you've been away from it going on year two in the WCHA conference. You know, Ferris State is tied 1-1. It's a great team effort type hockey game. You know, 5-on-5, 6-on-6, including the goaltenders, for such a long time. And then you get to the point where you go to overtime and you outshoot them 5-0 in overtime. And the Badgers then somehow feel like they get the victory after a shootout win. I mean, what is your thoughts now that you had the chance to live both on the weekend shootout?
Well, you know, to me it doesn't matter. I know they do it in their league. To me, it was an exhibition, and that's all it is. And you know, I much prefer not having it involved in conference play. I like the fact that we don't have it. When you play these non-conference games or holiday tournaments, if they want to go ahead and have the shootouts, I'm okay with it because it really doesn't have much of a bearing. And the holiday tournaments, you do have to eliminate someone so you can, you know, have a tournament in which you're not going 3-4 overtimes, at least in the middle of the year. Now, you wouldn't want to eliminate someone from play, in other words, in league playoffs or the NCAA tournament. But these other things, they're fine with me. And I'm kind of glad we had the exposure to it on Friday night, knowing that in the GLI, if we end up tied and it goes to overtime, and after 5 minutes, we're going to, So, you know, you could say on one hand, well, we're not going to have to use it all year, but no, I knew in the back of my mind we'd have to use it at the GLI. So we might as well go ahead and get some experience in that type of environment when it really didn't count one way or the other.
All right, let's move to Saturday now. Kind of a shootout. Ferris State goes up. Wisconsin ties it. The Bulldogs take the lead again. Wisconsin ties it, takes the lead. The Bulldogs, you know, tie it. Kind of a cool back-and-forth type hockey game there on Saturday. I thought it was a pretty even-paced game, maybe more so than Friday night's game. Just your thoughts on Saturday compared to Friday.
No, I agree with you, Dom. I thought, where on Friday night we definitely carried the play. I thought on Saturday it was more of an even game, although I liked the way we played. I like how we performed. We did lose Kenny Babinski on Friday night to a shoulder injury. And then, geez, right away on Saturday, Drew Duranis gets the game misconduct. And then Chad McDonald hurts his shoulder. He may be out for a little while. And all of a sudden, we were pretty thin on the bench. But you know what I liked? I liked, you know, we basically just rolled three lines instead of four. And it, in a lot of ways, I thought it got our guys more into it. And I like the response that the players had to that. And, you know, as you said, we were 3-3 deep into the third period. We did take an ill-advised penalty that put us down, and they scored the power play. And, you know, that's probably the one thing that, more than anything, was a little bit frustrating, in that there was a penalty there we didn't need to take. It was in the offensive zone, 200 feet from our own net, and there was no need for that penalty, really. And when we took that two-minute liner with them scoring, it put a lot of heat on us. I did think, again, our guys responded. We had a number of chances, and then when we did pull the goalie, we did give up the open net goal. But, you know, at that point, you know, we're going to do whatever we can to try to tie the game. But I was happy with their performance and really happy with the fact that the guys seemed to be sticking to it.
Last question for you, Coach. You brought up how Babinski and McDonald now kind of injured for Ferris State. Seems like no better time to have a weekend bye here for the Bulldogs. But what's the schedule like now? What do these players kind of focus on? They turn towards school, and they have basically a week and a half, 2 weeks off until their next series, and it's at home?
Well, this is an important week not only for those players that are injured, but for all our players as they prepare for exam week next week. So this is the time, and we'll be on the ice three times this week, but that's about it. We don't want to overtax the guys. I think it's probably one of the best weeks in terms of academics to have off, because, you know, there's going to be projects to there's exams to study for. So there couldn't be a better week for us to be off and for the kids. We've been playing basically from the first week of October, from last week of September, straight through now to the first week of December without any downtime. So this is an opportunity for them to catch up on their classwork. And then, you know, in terms of the timetable on the injuries, we're looking to get back. I think Kenny Babinski, it's looking good that he'll be able to play against Lake State. He wouldn't, if we had to play this weekend, I don't think he'd be able to, but I think by next week he'll be all right. What I'm hearing from our medical staff is that, Chad McDonald, you know, that optimistically we'll have him back for the GLI. So, you know, we've got our fingers crossed that he's our leading goal scorer. I believe he's second in the conference right now in goal scoring. We'd love to have him in the lineup, but, you know, I think if next week against Lake State, we'll say that was a playoff series, there's a possibility we could put him into play, but it's not a playoff series. And the most important thing is let's get him as healthy as we can so that we've got a full 100% Chad McDonald in the second half.
Coach, it's a pleasure to hear your insight on the Breakaway Talk radio show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, great to be on, Don. Thank you.
It's the head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels, the athletics director. The boss of Ferris State University Athletics, Perk Weisenberger, joins us after this as the Breakaway continues. We'll be back.
is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hard-working team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com.
Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. You don't need a reservation, just an appetite for great food and a thirst for quality craft beer. Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery in Mount Pleasant and Big Rapids has burgers, steaks, gyros, saganaki, which is flaming cheese, Cranker's Artesian Pizza, and so much more. Plus, Cranker's is open 24 hours. Cranker's offers delicious daily specials and award-winning breakfast available anytime. Cranker's was voted one of Michigan's top 10 craft breweries. Drink good beer with good people at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery, located on Pickard in Mount Pleasant and on South State Street in Big Rapids.
Great Way continues all across the West Michigan on 97.3 FM and worldwide online on the Bulldog Sports Network. From downtown Big Rapids, I'm your host, Dominic Hennigan. Happy to be joined now by the Athletics Director at Ferris State University, Perk Weisenberger. Perk, thanks for joining us on your Tuesday evening.
Always glad to be with you, Dom.
You're in your fourth year leading the Bulldog Athletic Department. A ton of changes have been made since you took over. 4 years later, now I'm looking at the success of this program. The Ferris State hockey team is the 2014 defending WCHA regular season champions. Ferris State volleyball won the regular season title and the GLIAC playoffs. Ferris State football won the GLIAC title with the head coach, or coach of the year, Tony Anise. You got to be pretty proud of yourself and the various athletic teams representing Ferris State today, no?
Oh, no question. Most proud of, as any athletic director would be and should be, is proud of, the student athletes and our coaches, which I give all the credit in the world to them. There's, you and I work behind the scenes, as do countless of, dozens of other people here in the athletic program, but it's our young people and their belief and their connectivity with their coaching staffs and our coaching staffs and putting game plans together and putting the right people in the right spots and developing young people, young athletes, young students, young citizens, and our group does an outstanding job. And I'm just proud that we're able to accomplish the things that we do accomplish, but we don't do that by just happenstance. We don't wake up in the morning and it just happens. It's a ton of hard work by a lot of people involved, and the credit goes all the way around the athletic department, but it has to start with our student athletes, the players on the court, on the field, on the ice, on the track, wherever it may be, as well as our coaching staff. So we're very, very blessed, and I'm very blessed to be the athletic director here. And it's been an extremely enjoyable fall, no question.
It's kind of a loaded question here. What is it about the change in the culture that has quickly switched in the last few years? I mean, changes not only in game, like you said, on the field, on the track, on the court, on the ice, but there have been many outside the game as well. I mean, walk us through some of those changes regarding the various facility upgrades for softball, football, and volleyball lately, and the television and video production improvements, expanded radio coverage is at an all-time high. I mean, all huge positives for this department right now.
Well, this change has come in two forms and fashion. One, the attitudes have got to be there. And I think Ferris State's always had, a mentality of being able to compete and certainly being in a league, one of the best D2 leagues and in one of the best hockey conferences in the country back when we were in the CCHA and now in the WCHA. So we've always been at a level where we have the opportunity and the platform in which to compete on certainly regional and then national level. So I think if the attitude is, if we're going to play these games and we're going to go out and lay it out there on the line, then we might as well do it to win, and we might as well do it to offer that championship experience. So, it starts with probably the mentality and the attitude of, we're building championship programs here. And then the things that you do, behind the scenes and in hiring the right coaches and in giving the coaches and the current coaches and programs the resources they need. And sure, we've changed some things facility-wise, but we need to, and we still need to do a heck of a lot more. But we've added some scoreboards, which also gives us some more inventory in which to market and sell our program, which just kind of feeds the machine, if you will. So it's a constant cycle of creating inventory, creating awareness, creating fans and followers and ticket buyers and donors, and then we have to do it all over again every year. And the pressure really mounts, though, on the coaches and on the student athletes to be a competitive unit, a competitive team, to be able to win and offer that type of brand of excitement and entertainment that people want. And we've got some outstanding supporters, but, you know, let's be honest, we have a lot more supporters when we're winning. Everybody does. And so when you win, it just, it breeds itself and it just fuels the fire as far as people wanting to be a part of something special. And Ferris State is a well-established university, an outstanding university, got a lot of alums in the area. And what we're doing now is, through athletics, at least in my realm, in our world, in collegiate athletics, we're making some noise, and we're putting Ferris State in the headlines and on the map a little bit, and regenerating some of those championship feelings of yesteryear. And I think it's getting a lot more people back involved, whether it's buying tickets, making a donation to the Bulldog Athletic Association, or buying merchandise. So we're seeing an uptick in about everything we do. But with that comes comes time and energy, and the one thing we know that we can't do is that we can't add days to the week or hours to the day. And we're working extremely hard, and you're one of those individuals, Dom. So, but it's a labor of love. I think everybody that does what they do in our athletic program is very proud of our student athletes as well. So I speak for everyone in the athletic department. But the attitude is what comes first, and then the changes we can make to operating budgets and facilities and so forth are what we're constantly working at.
Now we're talking with Ferris State Athletics Director Perk Weisenberger. Perk, to me it seems like this has become a place, or it's quickly becoming a place, where a sense of Bulldog pride is starting to spread like wildfire. I mean, you see it on social media with various hashtags starting to be created, like the Bulldog Nation, Ferris Strong, buildings are packed, game in and game out. I mean, look at football. They had an impressive crowd this past Saturday on Thanksgiving weekend, and even alumni support is higher than ever before right now. Do you agree with this? The Bulldog pride is just spreading like wildfire right now.
I think there's no question about that. And again, that has to do with the tradition in the past and the fact that we're not a young school and we're not a fledgling program. But we didn't just start football, 10 years ago, or the university just didn't founded itself 50 years ago. It's a 130-year-old school, and we've been playing football for over 100 years, just to talk about football in general. I mean, look at our volleyball program. How many straight regional semifinals in the NCAA, and GLIAC participation, championships, All-Americans, and, Tia's done an outstanding job with that program. So we've got some, and we haven't even talked about hockey yet, which I know that we will.
Yeah, we're getting there.
This is a hockey show. So, but it is. I think we're finding that people are reconnecting to the university, and alums and citizens and fans and former community members reconnect to universities, or they reconnect to any entity in different forms and fashion. Athletics just has the ability to be able to do so kind of at warp speed. And as we win and garner notoriety and win trophies and win championships and have All-Americans and All-Conference performers, that just is pride that begins to swell in your alumni base and in your following. And, we're starting to see that. And, it's well warranted. Our student athletes deserve it. Our former athletes deserve to have their programs thought of and spoke of in those regards. But it's not easy to do. I mean, it becomes a lot of pressure on these coaches and on these young people to perform. And, I think of Saturday's football game, we did have a great crowd. And an outstanding crowd, much bigger than maybe what I had initially anticipated, given it was Thanksgiving weekend. But why not come out and watch an entertaining 11-0 football team on a Thanksgiving Saturday, and, really on what turned out to be a beautiful day. So, we're blessed in that there's resources there. The but at the same time, we're constantly working to tap into those resources and continue to provide our coaches and our student athletes with the ability and the resources to create those lifelong memories and those lifelong experiences. And we've just had a whole bunch of them come to fruition in the last couple of weeks, certainly in particular with those couple of sports being volleyball and football, which, you know, got into the NCAA tournament and represented Fair State University just so admirably that it's too bad that it's over for both teams. But it comes to an end at some point in time, but couldn't be prouder of those young women and those young men.
I want to hit you on the Bulldog Athletic Association. I've talked to you about it multiple times during intermission interviews during the hockey games on the radio, but different listenership here because this is a new show relatively. And obviously, question one, you know, how do you describe the Bulldog Athletic Association? It's the fundraising arm for Ferris State. But more so, the question I actually have here is, how is that going? Like, I mean, everything's on the up and up, it seems like, right now. Conference titles and everything else right now with athletics. How is the Bulldog Athletic Association turning out for you?
It's growing, Dom. It's not growing as fast as I would like it to. I think it's growing when we have special projects. And when you have special projects, you can, you know, people like to get behind a locker room remodeling or, you know, a facility upgrade or investing in a scoreboard or something where that there's, you know, it's more visible and tangible. But at the same time, it costs so much for us to, you know, just to operate on a daily basis, on an annual basis, the recruiting and the scholarships and the merchandise and the gear and everything that, you know, even the salaries and the things that we want to do to continue to promote Ferris State athletics and any and all sports, that we're, you know, we're kind of constantly tapping on the door or on the shoulders of our friends and family and our alumni to, you know, join the Bulldog Athletic Association and designate your money to whatever sport you'd like. We can never do enough of that, and we have to continue to expand our marketing reach from that standpoint so that we're not tapping the same people over and over again. And to do that, you have to spend time and effort away from the office and off campus and out of state sometimes, and we're doing more and more of that. We need to continue to do even more, but I'd say it's coming along, but it's not going as fast as I would like it to. And, you know, we're really just looking for people to, you know, make a pledge and be a donor of $250 a year or $500 a year. And that doesn't have to be a check you write all at once. You know, $250 a year is basically $22 a month. And if people can do that by a payroll deduction, an electronic bank draft, or we'll even invoice them. So we can make it very, very easy for you. But we do need more and more support all the time for all of our programs. There isn't a single program at Ferris State University athletic program that doesn't need more financial help right now to in order to sustain and have the championship and the quality experiences that we want to afford our young student athletes. So it's good, it's growing, it's getting better, but we got a long way to go.
And for fans looking to become a part of the Bulldog Athletic Association, there is a donate tab on the homepage of FerrisStateBulldogs.com, or you can contact Will Goode, who is with Advancement and Marketing with our department, in his extension 3818-231-591-3818. Let's talk some hockey, Perk. The Bulldogs received their first invite to the Great Lakes Invitational, held at the home of the Detroit Red Wings, the Joe Louis Arena, at the end of the month here. I'm sure there were many meetings and phone calls that took place from an administrative standpoint. Why Ferris State, and how did this all come about this year?
Well, when I arrived, I became aware that, and I've always known that the Great Lakes Invitational was one of the, you know, the oldest and foremost hockey tournaments in the country, probably outside of the NCAA tournament itself. So I knew that it was a long-standing tradition and that involved Michigan Tech and Michigan and Michigan State. I did not know that Ferris State had never participated in it. So as our program began to really blossom and take on some national notoriety, and we've seen that manifest itself, or the byproduct, the benefits of that, in so many forms and fashion. The fact that, you know, that we're in a new league and we're doing well in a new league. The fact that we're playing in Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's going to come back and play us, and we're continuing to play the Michigans and the Michigan States, even though we don't have to play them or they don't have to play us because we're not in the same league anymore. We're getting invited to tournaments like the GLI and back to the Minnesota tournament at the Mariucci Classic, or to Pittsburgh here in a few years to compete against Boston College, Penn State, and Robert Morris. So Ferris State has certainly some capital that way, has some swag, if you will, and I think we're a good brand name. We're a quality program. I'd be remiss if I didn't say everyone that I talk to in the world of intercollegiate hockey and Division I hockey has nothing but high marks for Bob Daniels. They just think the world of Bob and his staff and our program and how it conducts himself. So when you have a program like that, people are comfortable in playing you and extending invitations. And so we realized that the GLI is something we hadn't been in, to get back to your original question, and we just started to make some inroads there and some inquiries as to when we could participate. So we're in it for 2014, and we already know that 2018 is the earliest we could probably return, and we're going to be working on 2018 probably before we even drop the puck in the 14th for the 2014th event. But we couldn't be more excited. We've got a lot of alums in the area. We're hoping for a great turnout, and if we do get a wonderful turnout, that'll bode well for our chances to return to the GLI in 2018, and most likely that would be in a new downtown Detroit Red Wings arena, which I think is going to be outstanding and fabulous for the city of Detroit, the state of Michigan, and certainly for the NHL and probably for the GLI as well.
Got an email coming in from Steve in Cedar Springs right now, listening on 97.3 Perka. Is there any chance of an upcoming battle with the Broncos of Western Michigan again? That's a good question.
Oh, I think we're going to make that happen. There's been a lot of conversation. Coach Drew Famulak, who handles a lot of the scheduling opportunities and nuances, if you will, for Coach Daniels, has been in constant contact, as have I, with people at Western Michigan. Drew more with the hockey staff, and myself more with their athletic department, and just indicating that, you know, 105 miles apart, we need to be playing each other, and not having played Western in the last couple of years, I think has probably deprived the college hockey fans in the west side of the state from some awfully good hockey, and we're anxious to get them back on the schedule, and it looks like we're going to begin to do that even as early as next year, and hopefully that'll be a home-and-home series that we'll be able to ink a deal with Western Michigan over the next 4 or 5 years, and hopefully we'll play one of those games in Big Rapids one night and the next one in Kalamazoo, or vice versa. So it's not a done deal yet, but we've talked about it enough, and we've had enough conversations and text messages about it that I feel comfortable in talking about it over the air, that it's something that should happen, needs to happen, and I think both Western Michigan and Ferris State are committed to making it happen.
Wrapping it up here real soon, don't want to take too much more of your time, but the state of the Ferris State hockey program right now, 6 straight years of increased attendance. Looking at the Dog Pound, sold out for the 3rd year in a row in season tickets. This year sold out before Labor Day weekend in August. The first game wasn't until October, and then even the success on the ice, 2 conference titles in 3 years. Would you say that this is one of the greatest times in all of Ferris State hockey history right now?
Oh, I would have to say without question, because the consistency is always the key in sustaining success, obviously, is being able to do whatever you do, the little things and the big things, on a, do it well on a consistent basis. And our hockey program and what Bob and his staff have done and what the young men that have been a part of that program have done and committed to over the past 4 to 5 years has been really outstanding. And it bodes for having increased attendance, and, you know, over 650 or 660 student season ticket holders. It should be. It's entertaining, it's fun, and there's a lot of school spirit that is involved with it. But I would say yes, there's no question that our program is on an uptick, and, you know, the consistency level is what we look to achieve. A lot of this wouldn't have been possible, though, Dom, without, you know, winning comes first, no question.
Yep.
But we got to be able to get the word out. And, you know, with the work that you and Rob do and how we really kind of push that social media side and the web content and the video, it's come full circle, and we've improved so much over the past several years, or probably maybe since my arrival, and we're continuing to improve because you know, the world continues to change and revolve in that form or fashion. Just look at what we've been able to do with the help from the TV Digital Media Production Group and how our streaming events are so widely recognized as some of the best in the country. I mean, it looks like a regular, you know, regular TV production.
Yeah.
From a standpoint of TV, meaning CBS Sports, ESPN, what have you. And it's done right here on campus by our own students, and Glenn Okanowski and Steve Cox and that group, which they're outstanding to work with, and they take a lot of pride in what they do, just like our teams take a lot of pride in what they do. So it's been a lot of fun. But, you know, you're only as good as your last game or your last weekend, so we got to continue to get back on the horse and take it for a ride and go to work. So, but I could not be more pleased or more proud to be the athletic director here, and look forward to the next time we drop the puck or put the ball in the air.
And last question for you, Pert. Taylor Nelson has been the key discussion of the fan base and the social media lately after he came on the road to Wisconsin this past weekend. Taylor Nelson, former All-American goaltender, played the national championship game for Ferris State in 2012, comes back now to work with the team. How cool is that to see these players come back and find their home back in Big Rapids after their careers have ended?
I think it's one of the biggest forms of flattery and reflection on the program is when we have the amount of players come back at the end of the summer who are still playing hockey professionally and be around the program, utilize the facilities, utilize the ice, the camaraderie, the locker room, and then to get somebody of Taylor's stature and, you know, what that special season that he was such a big a big part of, have him come back and get back involved with our program just speaks volumes to, you know, his commitment and love for the program. Certainly, Coach Daniels and our staff's commitment and understanding of exactly what Taylor can do to add to our program. And I listened to both games this past weekend. I thought you guys were outstanding, and I think he's going to be a huge compliment to the broadcast, and you guys are going to fit like hand in glove. And it's great to have Taylor involved with us. And before we go, I would like to say, go back to one thing on the Bulldog Athletic Association, if I can. You had mentioned that people can contact Will Goode or go onto our website and go to the donate tab and make a connection there. But I would encourage any and all Bulldog fans listening from wherever, if you're interested in becoming a member of the Bulldog Athletic Association, feel free to reach out and call me directly. You can call me at 231-591-2863. And you can give that number to them again, Don, but if they want to know where their money's going to go, how it can be best used, where we could put it to good use, they can call me directly, email me. My email's on the website on our staff directory, but I'd be more than happy to field a call, a direct inquiry, a letter, an email for anyone who's interested in supporting the Bulldogs.
That's awesome, Pert. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to join us today. It really is a blessing to have you on the Breakaway.
Dom, thank you. Hey, thanks for all that you do, too. This is a great program. Have fun with it, and we'll see you at the next game.
The Breakaway continues after this on 97.3 FM. We'll be back. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro suit. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at NHLscape.com.
Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. You don't need a reservation, just an appetite for great food and a thirst for quality craft beer. Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery in Mount Pleasant and Big Rapids has burgers, steaks, gyros, saganaki, which is flaming cheese, Cranker's Artesian Pizza, and so much more. Plus, Cranker's is open 24 hours. Cranker's offers delicious daily specials and award-winning breakfast available anytime. Cranker's was voted one of Michigan's top 10 craft breweries. Drink good beer with good people at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery, located on Pickard and Mount Pleasant and on South State Street in Big Rapids.
It's the Breakaway. All across West Michigan, 97.3 FM. Have you right up to the 8 o'clock hour, joined now by the head coach of the Ferris State football program, Coach Tony Anise. Coach, glad to have you on the broadcast tonight.
Thanks, Don. Great to be with you.
I really do appreciate you coming on the Tuesday just after Saturday night's fall to Ohio Dominican. But to be honest, Tony, you got to be happy with an 11-0 season in the GLIAC in the regular season. I mean, please tell me that you're happy and you're very proud of your football program.
Well, I'm definitely proud of my football team and what they achieved over the course of a long, tough season. You know, I just believe the GLIAC from top to bottom is one of the best Division II conferences in the nation. And so when you're playing, you know, great teams every week, it takes its toll. And, you know, we had the misfortune of having to play a team that, was in our league in the playoffs and they got us, and that was in Ohio Dominican, and they're a great team. And a lot of people ask me, you know, what I felt about Ohio Dominican, and I would say that if we played them 10 times, they would beat us 5 and we'd beat them 5. So that's kind of how I feel in regards to that battle.
When I came here in 2009, 2010, about 6 years ago, 5 years ago now, in 2009, this team was 0-10 in conference, and then you were hired 4 years ago in 2010. Did you expect to have your team at 11-0 to turn this program around from a 0-10 conference to 11-0 in a season in just 3 or 4 years?
Well, you never really expect to have that big of a turnaround in that kind of time span, but by the same token, you know, we had some good players left to us, and then I thought that, you know, the recruiting class that we had were really solid. And so, and again, like a lot of times, you know, teams may expect to be great, but you never really expect to be 11-0.
Jason Vanderlaan, now down to the final nine of basically the Heisman, or for our listeners for hockey, the Hobie Baker. He's down to the final nine for the Harlan Hill. And then you have Justin Zimmer as well, who's making marks, one of 8 national finals for the Gene Upshaw Lineman of the Year Award. I mean, how's it feel to be coaching these type of athletes week in and week out?
Oh, it's just incredible for those guys to be in this situation where, you know, they're top players in the nation recognized that way. Pretty incredible. Very excited for them and very pleased because it's awesome for Ferris State and our program to be able to get that kind of recognition.
Talking with the head football coach here at Ferris State University, Tony Anise, after winning the GLIAC regular season title 11-0, the record that they posted this year. What's next for your coaching staff in terms of, I mean, now your season, now you don't have to worry about, you know, being on the field in snow over at Top Taggart at the stadium. Now what do you do on your week to basis leading up until the spring football game in April?
Well, right now we're getting ready to go out on the recruiting trail tomorrow.
Right back at it right away.
The last couple of days. What's that?
Right back at it right away, huh?
Well, yeah, because, you know, I mean, some people are trying to take advantage of, you know, it's awesome to be in the playoffs, but some people are going to kind of take advantage of our absence on the recruiting trail. So, you know, we got to be out there and, you know, being an 11-0 team and having the, you know, having that mark as being the GLIAC champ, we got to use that as kind of an advantage to get in with some of the best high school players in the state.
Do you rest better the next couple, 8 months, knowing that you're GLIAC champions?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, some of the people that recruited against us in the past, they always said, 3 years ago, they said, why would you go to Ferris State? You know, they're not a good program. And now people are using the strategy, oh, you know, why would you go to Ferris State? They're loaded. So it kind of makes me laugh a little bit that, people have to use those kind of strategies to you know, outdo us. But we feel great about the talent level we have, but we're still out there looking for better talent.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate you joining us on your Tuesday evening. Nice to have you a part of the Breakaway. I know that everyone is behind you. I know our hockey fan base, our hockey pro, everyone is so proud of you and so happy for what you did for our football program here at Ferris State University. Thanks for joining us on your Tuesday evening.
Well, thanks, Tom. We're always a big fan of our hockey program, and Bob Daniels, great guy and a great program.
As the head coach of the Ferris State football program, Tony Anise will take a break. Final segment coming up after this on The Breakaway.
Restaurant and brewery. You don't need a reservation, just an appetite for great food and a thirst for quality craft beer. Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery in Mount Pleasant and Big Rapids has burgers, steaks, gyros, saganaki, which is flaming cheese, Cranker's artesian pizza, and so much more. Plus, Cranker's is open 24 hours. Cranker's offers delicious daily specials and award-winning breakfast available anytime. Cranker's was voted one of Michigan's top 10 craft breweries. Drink good beer with good people at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery, located on Pickard in Mount Pleasant and on South State Street in Big Rapids.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com.
Final segment of the Breakaway Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Dominic Hennig, broadcasting to you live from downtown Big Rapids, all across West Michigan, on 97.3 FM. Sorry we didn't get to the phone lines today or the emails, except the one for Steve from Cedar Springs. Thanks for emailing in, Steve, during Perk's interview. Three great interviews as well today. Head coach Bob Daniels of the hockey program, athletics director Perk Weisenberger joining the show as well for the first time this year, Tony Anise joining as well. So thank you to the three interviews that came on The Breakaway today. A bye weekend for the hockey team here at Ferris State. Don't know what I'm going to do with myself having a weekend off. And man, what a weekend it would have been to host football in playoffs with the students being gone last weekend, so they'd be home this weekend. And nothing going on in terms of home events. Would have been nice, but instead I guess we get the weekend off. It's nice to get those every once in a while, but a bye week for Ferris State. And you heard head coach Bob Daniels talk about it earlier on today. If you're just joining us and missed his interview, Chad McDonald with an upper body injury. Kenny Babinski as well. I mean, those are two big, big players when you start talking Ferris State hockey, as McDonald leads the team in goals with 8 on the season, second on the team in points behind Matt Robertson. And then Babinski, he's got 6 points on the year as well, and he's a big factor for this hockey club. So it's tough to see the injury bug starting to hit Ferris State at this point in the season. But the Bulldogs do have the weekend off. Then they go to Lake Superior State. Excuse me, I take that back. They come home, or they host Lake Superior State next weekend, December 12th and 13th. It's a Friday-Saturday series at 7 o'clock. Both games can be heard live right here on 97.3 and around the world on the Bulldogs Sports Network. Tickets on sale right now, $12 in advance, $15 the day of the game. You can buy those right now. Executive standing by. You could call 800-585-3737. That's 800-585-3737. Or online at ferrisstatebulldogs.com. You could always purchase the tickets. Don't forget to start preparing, though, for the Great Lakes Invitational. It's a Sunday-Monday tournament this year, different than usual. It's Sunday, December 28th. The Bulldogs will have the night game at 7 o'clock versus Michigan State, and they will see. The Bulldogs will play either the winner or loser, depending on what they do in that Sunday night game of Michigan Tech and Michigan State. Michigan Tech and Michigan. Wouldn't it be cool to see Ferris State and Michigan Tech go at it in the GLI championship game on that Monday night? I mean, that would be really something special. But tickets are on sale, $25 for lower bowl seats, $10 for upper bowl seats, and you get both games. So, it's $25 for the Sunday day and then $25 for the Monday day, or $10 if you want the upper bowl spots. Either or, love to have the Bulldog Nation start prepping to go down there. The phone line, 231-591-2888 at the Athletics Box Office, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. That wraps up our show. Special thank you goes out to the President of the University, David Eisler, Vice President Jerry Scobie, athletic director. Thanks for joining us as well on the show, Perk Weisenberger, associate athletic director John Coles, assistant athletic director for communications Rob Bentley, Madison operator of the phone, Steve operator of the board here, thank you. And of course, the callers that we didn't get to today in the emails, my apologies. Jam-packed show. We'll be back next Tuesday, though. Bye week for the Ferris State hockey team. Have a great week, everybody. God bless you. Good night.